couple of the units that we got here. I was like 2 years old when they came out of the showroom. So getting something, you know, from when I graduated from high school is quite a step up in the world. So it's a good one. We've been waiting for it for a while. Dan McCarthy out at the 150, he's been nudging it along, saying, you know, hey, that thing's coming up. It's coming up. And so when it went for bid, we were ready, and we put a very nice bid in because we didn't want to lose it over a couple bucks. And they've had it for years. And it's funny because we put the bid on it, you know, right before everything kind of blew up with these fires. And about midway through it, a bunch of my guys were asking, hey, when do we get our new truck? When we get our new truck? And I sort of, you know, gently texted one of the guys I know at the 150, and I was like, hey, you know, any chances we can get that? And basically it come back, no, we're using it. So it was being used, even though they'd retired it, you know, say a month before. It had some action just recently at the 150. So now that everything's kind of died down a bit, they've got a couple of new ones from Pioneer Log Homes. Then here it was sitting pretty and ready to come to McLeese Lake. We just got to get a couple stickers for the door to cover up the 150. And the nice thing is, for a small crew like we have, what the ideal truck is an automatic with no air brakes. Because I think one guy has an air brakes ticket, and some of these old trucks, they're really tough to shift, especially when you've got an adrenaline rush and you're on your way to fire. So this thing is just plunk it in gear and step on the throttle and no air brakes and a great big water tank. So exactly what we needed, right up our alley. I mean, some of these fancy trucks, they look great and everything, but for practical purposes, it's not what we need. So very excited about this one.
And I imagine it's already been put to good use?
I just got it yesterday.
Oh, awesome. And so that brings it up to, you mentioned, three trucks for you guys?
Three trucks, yeah. There's a 74 International, quite a clunky old girl, but it really pulled off some miracles this past, 3 weeks or whatever when all the craziness was going down. And then a 1980 International, beautiful yellow truck that we got from Greeny Lake, and extremely powerful. You know, each truck has its own kind of, character or personality, and the yellow one that we have, it pumped probably 500,000 gallons of water over the past 3 weeks on a bunch of these fires that we were on, so it's really earned its keep. And these trucks, you know, they're a great deal. I mean, all three of the trucks combined that we have total under less than $10,000 in total, like the whole package. So, you know, you don't get a lot for $10,000 these days, and three running, driving, pumping fire trucks for under 10 grand is quite a deal, especially when we raise a lot of our money by taking in bottles and cans and selling burgers and this kind of thing. So budget truck on a budget is right up our alley.
What is the department up to right now?
So the thing is, a little bit of a regroup, you know, a lot of stress came over the last few weeks there with, you know, kind of a David and Goliath type of battle, you know, very, very small department. And what we kind of train for is that one or two house fires a year, and then everything's mostly practice all the time. And when everything just went crazy, 10 days straight, a lot of people got, tired, and a lot of stress there, and a lot of making decisions every 10 minutes, and then the decision you made 10 minutes ago is now irrelevant because the things have changed. And of course, Fort McMurray, because of the Facebook connection there, they brought about 15 or 20 truckloads of supplies, and the McLeese Lake Hall turned into a giant evacuation resupply center with diapers and fuel and toilet paper and granola bars. And I mean, so much stuff that when it first started coming in, I thought, oh, what's this? Let's might as well put it in the back room. Well, the back room ended up filled from floor to ceiling, and the whole floor and the whole downstairs and the whole upstairs. And we managed to ship a shipment of supplies, kind of leapfrogging using the search and rescue guys, because they could get through the road box. And we managed to get a whole truckload of stuff out to Anaheim Lake, where the guys out there were eating crackers and peanut butter and hadn't had a shower in 7 days, and we're just completely out of everything. And our shipment that started in Fort McMurray came to McLeese, ended up leapfrogging all the way through to Anaheim. It was a really, really good feeling to actually be able to pull that off. When it started all coming in, that was a time of real uncertainty. You know, nobody really knew where the fires were and what was going to happen next, and real heightened anxiety level. Not a fear thing, like not very much scares me, but the anxiety level was pretty high. And so when these shipments started coming in, a lot of the material in there had messages that people had written on with felt pens. And, you know, unloading the trucks with all that heightened adrenaline, and then you see in these messages, you know, we love you, we're here for you, you know, stay safe, love from Fort Mac, you know, that was what got me choked up. I could take everything but the love, you know, like people you don't even know writing these messages, and then, you know, 2,000 kilometers later, it's being unpacked and in the middle of a kind of a highly stressed situation, and that's what sort of became very emotional. And you know, on the Facebook page, I believe there's a picture of this burnt wooden Canadian flag that all the people in Fort McMurray signed with some really loving messages. And it says, in the middle of the maple leaf, it says, "For the future McLeese Lake Fire Hall." And very touching. And it will be the centerpiece of the hall when we build it, when that is. Maybe next year, hopefully.
And would you say the fire activity as of right now has died down for the department?
So, yeah, like, you know, the first 5-6 days, really crazy. We had our one big contribution was that we caught a mile-wide forest fire coming up the valley at the Rankin Ranch. And if my guys hadn't have decided to go and then been there with all assets, if they were 20 minutes to half an hour later showing up there, that fire would have crested the ridge and been 2,000 feet wide through the hayfield, took out the highway, the substation, the Rankin Ranch, and it would have been a mile-wide forest fire right in McLeese's backyard. And so catching it, I've got some great pictures of, you know, the fire coming over the hill and then stopping it in the hayfield, really big win there. And then after that was a lot of trying to help community members in these outlying spots up at the 700 road. There's a bunch of German families with some ranches, and they were in big trouble, and we ended up out there. And then Taiyu Lake, Forest Lake guys, they were in trouble, and we ended up out there. And after the 1 inch of rain came, after about the sixth day, things really died down, and we're able to just, you know, take a breath and continually watch the fire on the satellite. We have the satellite application for, you know, you got your phone and you can just push one button and it will show you where the fires are and what's going on. So a lot of the fear and confusion died down. We were able to watch what was going on, and McLeese has been very safe. There hasn't been anything within 17 kilometers of here the whole time. So it was a very safe place to be. But again, you know, big windstorm and the fire can jump 10 kilometers in a day. So that's the thing. It's, yeah, you know, and I can't wait to go snowmobiling, actually. These things tend to bring out the best in people. And, you know, we got to remember, this is Mother Nature. I mean, this has been going on for the last 500,000 years. But now that we've got communities in the way of this thing, you know, I mean, it's just a natural event. But it doesn't feel very natural when you're caught in the middle of it. So, yeah, you know, and I mean, here we are sitting really happy and pretty out in McLeese, and a lot of other communities had some real devastation. And so going forward, support your local volunteer fire department. That's about the number one thing, especially these ones that are independent and privately funded, you know, where they have to raise their own money from bake sales and bottles and cans and this kind of thing. These are the guys that are struggling with old equipment that's, you know, 1975. And so when they end up getting a new truck, you know, that's still 25 or 30 years old, but it's new to us, it's just like Christmas. I mean, so this is the thing. Yes, and just very proud of everybody.